Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Leaders. Welcome back to another Supercoach Leaders podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites and our mates over at Elites Breaks. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo choo!
That's right, Corey. The Bombs Express is back. Hey, Corey boy.
Yeah, Shaky boy.
Fuck. We Sunday night. I mean, this is all-time stuff, Corey.
Very early.
Imagine waking up on a Monday morning and you're like, fuck, you know what? We already got a Supercoach potty to listen to. This is just all-time.
You might even be able to, depending on what time we wrap this up, you might even be able to get it in on Sunday night. Start it, at least.
We may even have to release a potty on Wednesday.
Someone that used to say that they used to wait up on, like, Monday night or Tuesday night or whatever we used to do it, and used to listen to it as soon as it dropped.
We've got a lot of people that listen to us that I would classify as Class A losers, Corey. So there's
12, 1 a.m.
There's any number of people could have fit into that, Corey. But before we have a little chat about round 8, Corey, where can listeners find us on social media?
Twitter, Patreon at SC Elites, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram. That's my favourite though. At Supercoach Elites. Bombsy boy.
Yeah, mate.
How'd you go?
Well, I went up 200 ranks with 2335, something like that. So sort of just hovering again, which at the start I thought was actually going to be a huge week. VC gone into Tom Green the next day, like just absolutely flying, and then fucking Butters and Steele and Garcia want to come out and couldn't even combine for fucking 200.
It's a bit of carnage.
And it just killed me. This really should have been a 2,500 plus week, I think, for me. And, just not getting it done. Not happy.
Yeah, I had a 23.87th, which moved me up 7K spots in the overall up to 16,000 now. So, slowly coming. I had a couple as well. Rosie, obviously, like, not as bad as the other two, but that should have been a 140. I fielded Brown. I fielded Garcia over Wilson and Cadman as well. And I fielded Nguyen too, so had a lot of shit scores, but just some...
Sorry, by Nguyen, do you mean
Nguyen? Just some fucking massive ones, though. Fife, Heaney, Flanders, fucking VC on Gourney, as you did, Green, Dawson, Yo.
Yeah, there's a bit going on.
Some fucking good names. Zachy Boy Williams definitely lifted in the second half, too. That fucking could have been carnage.
Fife here was good.
Yeah, and I held Stewart as well, too, so I was pretty happy with that score, considering I held Tommy Stewart.
Yep, so did I. But, you know, what did you get for Tommy Stewart? Because I had Howells, 87, actually come on for me in the end, so pretty happy with that.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
Because so, I straight-fielded Brown. I mean, it could have been so much better if I straight-fielded Howells, because then I actually could have used a bit of DPP with Roberts and stuff and actually not had to take the 55 too, so it is what it is, but yeah, good week. It's good. 12 out of 13 cash leagues I won.
Yeah, I dropped four, something like that. Yeah. It wasn't too many, and one of them was super embarrassing. I mean, Mark G, some people may know him as Big Mark EM for those on the platform. And, fuck, so how do you lose to that sort of cunt, honestly?
Big Roblox player.
Yeah, just... he does enjoy muesli for breakfast, does Big Mark EM.
Yeah, Big Muesli eater.
There's something about Discord names and starting with M, isn't there?
Yeah. Just so we're all aware, too, I'm a fan of muesli now as well, so...
Oh, yeah, Jay, I'm glad we really clarified just that, Corey.
Didn't
Jesus.
Want anyone crying during the week.
Fucking sooks left, right, and center. I'll tell you what, my goodness.
Bit of la-las. Ah, bombs, 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 bombs. The rookies, the bubble boys, mate. Clearly no one's getting Naismith. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Sweet. We'll touch on Sweet probably last. What do you think of Rogers today?
Gee, something else, wasn't he? 4 goal assists, 20-something touches, a couple snags. Scored 100.
He was the link-up player. It was fucking impressive.
He's got a shit haircut. And a bit pricier than your standard 123-year-old one 17k guys.
Nice little 10. You know what he reminds me of? He actually reminds me of Tuk Tuk when he first came into...
Nothing.
The AFL.
Nothing like it.
Nah. Small, half-forward flanker.
I'm getting absolute zero Tuk Tuk vibes. Like, zero.
I don't even reckon you remember when that guy debuted.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because, yeah, I'm so young and haven't watched football for my life. Yeah, well,
I don't reckon you noticed him when he first debuted.
Hmm.
Do you remember what draft pick he was taken with?
Tuk Miller? I reckon he was undrafted.
Nah, that's wrong.
Well, I don't know where he was drafted.
Vic Metro captain.
And because he's captain, does that mean he was automatically pick drafted? 30.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, pick 30. Huh? I'm glad you Googled that before the
podcast. Nah, I didn't. I promise you I didn't. I actually knew that. You know, I've been a big fan. Got a couple of photos with Tuk Tuk.
I'm glad we're talking about this, Corey, because it's just absolutely ripping content.
Ah, I don't really give a fuck.
Fucking, can we move on yet or what, mate?
Nah, I just want to keep talking about it. You know I'm followed by Clayton Oliver on...
Get a move on, Oscar. Come on, mate.
What's he say? What's his comment?
Who, Oscar's?
Yeah.
The smartest people
ask
the most question.
Like, no, I really do. I know him. So you getting him?
I'm undecided because I'm going between him and Leekalia, to be honest. I just don't know which one I'm going to land on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go the Rogers because the 98.
Yeah, the 98's good. We're going to get some mid-forwards coming up, I think, in the next sort of couple of weeks as well. And so I don't mind kind of like the defender option right now. And particularly because I've got this fucking Draper flog that I probably want to move on. So I reckon if we can see Sam Taylor this week and Leekalia can hold his position, that's probably where he'll end up.
The big one. Taylor has to come in and Leek has to stay. And if that happens, then job security is very, very, very kind. It's good that we kind of... I think I'm liking this at the moment, doing potties with you, because we're both in very different positions, but yet similar kind of lineups and teams. But the way it's worked out, I mean, for me this week, it would make more sense for me to get Rogers than Alir, because I had so many of those defensive forwards, and I couldn't wait to get a couple of them in that back line. Just had too many of them floating around my midfield. And it sounds like for you, it's almost going to make more sense to get Alir than it would to get Rogers.
Well, I've got Williams at 6 and Howes at 7. So, I mean, absolutely... no rush to kind of move those pieces. I mean, Draper's, the only reason he's going to move is because he's going to be out for a little bit. And, you know, my midfield is, you know, Darcy Wilson and Graham on the bench, who both have negative break even. So, and I'm not, you know, sideways in Jai Clark to him. So, yeah, for me, I'd like to pick a Lear, but if I end up with Rogers, then, I mean, so be it.
Jai Clark, just since you mentioned that name, he had 22 disposals and 2s on the weekend. Late, I think it was 6 or 8 tackles. I need to go back and confirm that. But the other part to that is the Dangerfield injury as well. So,
yeah, that was nice. Yeah. That's a hammy, and that's
an old man hammy that he just come back
very,
from.
Very, yeah, very close to his return date. So that's as beloved member Scotty would say, Corey, well, that's a shame. That's a shame.
That's a shame, boys. Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, so look, it's the Jai Clark experiment. I think you just hold that at the moment. Sweet. Must have. Just going to put that out there. And there are so many different combinations, and I reckon they'll come through in questions, that we almost have to touch on what to do in every single scenario. So I'll talk about me, you talk about you, and then we'll talk about the third one, because I think there's basically about 3. I'm running Gorn, English, Livingston at R3, and Jackson up forward. So I had that loop going on. My plan will be I'll move the extra piece this week. It actually might even be a sideways of like Reefy McInnes, because that was probably one of the dumbest trades I've done all season. That was basically a forced upgrade, that one. And just fix up one of those donuts. I don't like holding them. We've got lots of trades. I'm happy to do that. But regardless, move that piece out. Livingston into my forward line. So I only have one forward, the loop in the forward line, and only one donut in there now. And I run Gorn, English, and Sweet on the bench with Jackson in my forward line. So I think regardless of anything that happens, you have to have Sweet even if it sits on the bench. Run through what your scenario looks like.
Well, my ruck line looked... it was Gorn, Jackson, and Livingston. And I'm sitting here going, Gee, what a week it was for, you know, English bottomed out. How happy was I fucking 2 weeks ago when he scored 50-something or whatever it was? And Tim English is sitting here 591K now. And I'm going, well, my plan the entire time, and his break-even's 90, by the way, and my plan the entire time, if you've been listening to the body, was this is the week I'm getting Tim English. Like, it's, that's just what's going to happen. And then fucking old mate Soldo decides to get injured 4 to 6 weeks, and then Sweets played his second game and goes fucking 130, and he's breaking, you know, he's going to make fucking 250, 300K quick smart. So now I'm sitting here with Jackson at Ruck 2 going, well, hold on a minute. I think Cadman's got to go out. I think I can sub Jackson into my forward line and I can go pick Sweet as Ruck 2. And then, you know, when it comes time for him to be upgraded, I'll then have to just wait, you know, for Tim English now another 4 weeks and just kind of hope he doesn't shoot back up to 650, 660, 670K and miss out on a whole bunch of points on the way. So I think that's the move. I think if you still got Jackson sitting at Ruck 2, Jackson's just got to go to the forward line and you got to bring Sweet in as your Ruck 2 and just cash in on those points. And look, for me, instead of getting Tim English, it probably just means I got to go buy Zach Merritt. So it's not a bad consolation prize for me this week.
Nah, and then you have a look at it. It's Jackson and Sweet on field versus what would have been Jackson and forward rookie. You know, for some people.
It would have been Merritt and...
Well, English.
Merritt and Sweet.
Yeah.
Versus English and, you know, someone like Will Graham or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll probably still be able to field Will Graham, though. But, like, the
no.
between like Graham and Wilson.
No.
You can't get Will Graham on.
It doesn't make my field, bro. Like, when I say I'm in a pretty strong position, Corey, like, I'm in a strong position.
How deep are you there?
Well, Merritt, when he comes in, would push, like, Jack Steele to midfield six, and then I've got Roberts and, like, Closey that I've got on field. So,
in my back line.
And I've still got fucking Williams as D6 down back, so I'm not going to take him off to get Graham on field.
That's
and,
where you could get Rogers this week and send Roberts down back.
I can downgrade Williams, but why would I do that? Like, Williams 78, if he goes 78 again, he
loses. You don't have to downgrade Williams to do that. I help Williams.
There's just no situation in which I send Roberts to my... But why would I send Roberts to my back line? I'm 5 deep in the back line with Williams at 6.
Who's your 5?
Sheasel, Yo, Dacos, Nick Martin, and Tom Stewart.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I'm in a good position.
Yeah.
My team's going all right.
Yeah, fuck, nah, nice and strong. Actually looking really good. I'm actually pretty impressed. I knew it was good, but it just sounds better and better without even looking at it.
Yeah.
The last one, for those who are playing along, the English, you know, like an English Gorn... Well, actually, there's another scenario that we're going to talk about as well, the Grundy scenario, which...
We'll touch on... Grundy's just a trade. Lord.
Yeah, Grundy straight to Sweet. Use the cash to go grip Merritt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was getting fancy with DPP, but if you've got anyone... I mean, people may have started the year with fucking Tristan Zeri. I mean, he's not a top two ruckman, is he, Corey?
No.
People, for some reason, might have Rowan Marshall. If you're going to run Sweet, the only way you don't have Sweet on field is if your current lineup before this week actually had Gorn and English sitting in there.
Which was mine.
Then you have to trade Sweet in to get him at Ruck 3, just because the pure money made there is just, you can't say no to it. But if you've only got one of Gorn or English, then your Ruck 2, put simply, just make it happen this week. Just get it to Sweet. Let him average potentially 100 over the next month. You know, the cash gen will be great. You'll get the points along the way and just tip the money into another position. Go get a Merritt. Go get a Rao. Get a Sarong. Get a Flanders if you don't have him. You know, fuck, you could probably even go get an Elliott. Yo, 600K is risky to fucking pick him. But, you know, there's probably some... Heaney's break even is 161, yeah, so probably not Ryan. Him. But there's plays to get. Ryan's another one with a high break even, but... Yeah, have a look, because there's certainly premiums to get.
And then the last scenario would be those that have Naismith at R3. Hypothetically, if it's Gorn, English, and Naismith, and you can't do DPP, you just trade Naismith.
Literally.
Naismith straight to Sweet.
Yeah.
No brainer.
They're great.
Sweet times.
Rapers.
And then we got our one game is... Oh, sorry, the other one is actually Riley Garcia. 125K, break even to negative 74, scores of 82 and 64. But the alarming thing that we seen the other day was the Bevo comment.
Look, he's going to end up with the pardon me, sub vest this week. So, long story short, Bevo said he was going to be sub. When they lost Libba, they promoted him from sub to 22, and then they brought Daniel into the 23. So, but there's no guarantee he's actually the sub because Waitman's gone down with this elbow. Now, if it, you know, Mika, I'm just really watching press conferences these days. Bevo went on to say during that press conference that they're actually going to need to take a long-term look at this one because he does this injury fucking once a
Yeah,
month.
all the time.
And so potentially he just could be out for 10, 12 weeks while they actually just go fix it because their season's a bit short, let's face it. And Bevo doesn't really give a fuck if they play finals this year, I reckon. So he could actually just end up there. And then, that spot for, a crafty kind of dynamic little forward. Bang, there he is. And he actually might just avoid the sub vest overall. Now, they play on Sunday this week, which means they're not going to get a look to see whether he's the sub or not. So I'm sitting here thinking, all right, Rogers, Aaliyah, Garcia, and Sweet. Naismith's also potentially on his third game too here, Corey.
Yeah, but you're not. The only spot for Naismith is that R3, and you're going to trade that in.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if we're ranking from one to
Just go 1 to 4.
five,
Ignore Naismith. That's
no, we're going to
fine.
put.
Well,
We're
he's
just going
fine.
to put Naismith at
All right.
five.
Well, he's fine every day of the week, so.
Yeah. Because there might be people out there that see, they may have Jackson, sub Jackson, forward, by trading out a forward rookie, and people might be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to trade Livingston as well and switch him to Naismith. Like, there might be people that want to do that. Why are you laughing?
Is they're dumb.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's fair. So we're going to go Sweet one. Now, pending team selection, based on, look, I think Lee could be okay because they can swing this other bloke forward.
It
I'm
has to be
going to
Himmelberg that would have to go forward.
go Himmelberg first. Well,
Yeah.
that's right. Two, we're going to go with. We're going to go Rogers, Garcia, Lee, I think, at this stage. But the
Yeah, I'd
beauty
probably
is
agree with that
you've
honor.
literally got one in every single line. So it's what your needs of your team is, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And then next week, we've got the one game. It's Darcy Jones with the 75,
Yeah, he looked
124K.
good, bro.
Very good. Little helmet head. How good's the
Yeah.
helmet?
I thought Caleb Daniel actually switched clubs. But he was tiny.
Daniel Turner, he's 191K, but he scored 101. Defender at Melbourne. Cooper Simpson with the 57, 117K. Paddy Voss, 124K with a 59. They were subbed on and sub, weren't
Who, Voss? Voss wasn't. No,
No,
Voss
it
just
was
straight played.
Cooper Simpson.
Simpson was subbed on, yeah.
Okay,
And who was
yeah.
the other one?
And wasn't Voss. Voss just straight played,
No,
yeah.
Voss just straight played,
Okay.
yeah.
We
But
got.
I do.
Oh, no, Johnson got. Draper got subbed off.
No tabs.
Yeah. So.
No tabs was the reason for Voss even fucking playing in the
All
first
played
place,
one
I
game. And Riley Hardman from North Melbourne as well. Surely we couldn't have another fucking North shit dog come into our team.
Oh, Tony Harden.
Oh, just more North shit dogs. But
Well,
they all played
last
one
one.
game, so they're the ones we keep an eye on next week.
Well, that's right. And look, we're getting options, aren't we?
Yeah, which is fucking. I reckon this time
It's
last year
nice.
we had no downgrade
There
options.
is genuinely too much money this year.
Yeah, good.
People might think I'm joking about that. That is no joke, Corey.
Oh, you ready for who am I?
Yeah, go for it.
He sent two in.
Why is he sent two?
I don't know. He's
He's a
enjoying it.
fuckwit. These cunts are fuckwit sometimes, honestly, Corey.
I'll play for a top eight side.
If I could have been nice about the latter half on AFL.com. AU. Oh, well, I'm just going to go with it again. Dan Houston. Because I just think he needs like so much more
I
love.
was in under 10% of teams at the start of the season.
Did you say under?
Yep.
Jai Caldwell.
I started the season with 6 out of 7 tons.
So wrong.
It is Caleb Sarong. I'm currently in over 27% of teams. Although I'm one of the highest scoring in my line, I have not risen from my starting price, 621K. Caleb Sarong. Fuck, he's looking good.
Yeah, he's interesting.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. He's interesting.
He's probably going to be the piece that I round out my eight with, I think.
And I think on reflection of like all of his numbers today, like having a real good look at it, there's every chance I'll actually just pick him over Merritt because of the break evens at the moment.
What about the run?
Yeah, Merritt's run's insane, but because English is going to have to be on hold for multiple weeks, there's potential for me also to get another midfielder next week.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that's not I'm just doing double down this week. Because clearly my team's not as good as yours. So yeah, I'll grab Merritt next week. But fuck, Caleb Sarong's good. Like, in order right now, like, it's weird because I'd probably want in my team Rao, Merritt, Sarong as the ones I don't have.
Rao, Merritt, Sarong. Yeah, I'd go Merritt, Rao, Sarong.
Yeah. Fuck, it's hard to ignore a bloke who's averaging, like, 135.
Yeah, Merritt's 5 out of 6, good run. Rao's having to do it with 20 touches a week. I don't know, something about the 20 touches on trust.
They're so contested, but so it's just inflated. And
I would just rather it be 28 touch average and with the same numbers.
Yeah, fair. Who do they play this week?
They got the Brisbane, don't they?
Right. Yeah, fuck it. You'll score another 130 again. Probably. Yeah, but you can't go wrong with... Look, I don't think you can go wrong with any of them. Caleb's wrong. He's been a gun. Legit jab.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, I'm talking about contested numbers. He's a contested animal as well.
Yeah.
You just feel that there's always that one or two games that like they just pop up for Sarong, though, I reckon. But maybe it's just changed now. What do we say? Yeah, 6 out of 700 plus.
It's one. Yeah, and it's 96, was it?
Yeah,
something like that. It's very hard to turn down. So
I play for a top 8 team.
Groin Myers.
I was very disrespected in the preseason.
Dan Houston.
I am Dan Houston. I've scored 100 in every game this year. I'm currently top 8 in my line. I have only risen 16k this season with an average of 114. I am still a good buy. I'm a defender priced at 610. I am Dan Houston.
Hey, I was talking about him, and he was in my team for a bit of the preseason.
I remember.
And you included, just absolutely giving it to my life.
Yep. Well, if I don't know if you recall, but we had Whitwash is flying because he started your boy Dan Houston and my boy Elliot Yeo. So.
I made a good trade in the end. I ultimately chose Sheasel over Houston, but it would have been nice to choose Houston over Stewart, and I'd be in a lot better position right now. I'll tell you what, I'm
gone 4 deep with the combo of Sheasel, Yeo, Houston, and Luke Ryan.
Well, when you think about it, that was the best start in the team.
Legitimately.
Sheasel, Yeo, Houston, and Luke Ryan. And if we saw that, we would have shut on that.
Legitimately.
How the fuck are you going to have Dacon?
No Dacon. I would have gone absolutely ham.
Yeah. But you'd be winning the overall.
Yeah, you'd be fucking flying.
You know, providing you pick, you know, Tom Green and Butters and probably Jack Steele at the start of the year and, you know, a few others. Like, yeah. See, it started with Heaney, Flanders. It was possible. It was very possible to have a fucking unreal year.
How are your thoughts on Jack Steele at the moment?
Yeah, but I'm not happy with him.
Are you worried about the strapping?
Look,
it was very heavily strapped. The knee, I'm talking about.
I'm worried about the amount of touches he's getting, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Rao's having 20 touches and 8 tackles and scoring 130, and Jack Steele's having 15 touches and 8 tackles and scoring 70. Like, I'm a bit flat.
Yeah. At the start of the season, the thing that was scoring was he was having the meters gained as well. Well, there was impact on his disposals. Last two weeks, there's been fuck all.
Well, we know 2 weeks ago there was. I don't know what the stats were from last week. But look, the week I traded him in, it was 142, then I got a 143, and I thought, fuck, how good's this? And then 84, 70. Well,
it looked like they must own midfielder.
It was insane.
Yeah.
His low score was 119.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to questions as well, we kind of touched on Rao, the Connor Rosie thing. So he came out in an interview and said he was hopeful to play on Thursday night. I basically think he can rule a line through it. 1 to 2 weeks, I'm going to hold.
Trade.
No, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it because, especially in my scenario here, and I'll explain why, I'm sitting okay in most of my leagues. This week, I expected to go pretty bad in my leagues, and like we just read off before, I won 12 of 13 cashies. So it ends up being a one-weeker. What I would have just traded this week, and then next week, I would have just traded him out and then grabbed someone else. Like, if it's a one-weeker, I'm going to do that upgrade next week anyway. So it's still two premiums for two premiums, and I'm not wasting my last boost or an extra trade. So I'm going to hold Rosie. I don't see any harm in trading it, especially this year that we've got a lot of trades. But 1 to 2 week, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to kick through. I'm not worried about my overall. I don't really give a fuck about that. And I'm sitting okay in league wins. I think it changes if you're playing for league and you're in a bad spot. If you're outside of the eight or not even in and around it, you know, your bottom, that's when you trade. But right now, I'm not trading. I've got no need to.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a guy averaging 105 who scored more than 115 two times this year. So
yeah, but that's
not top of the line.
I get he got hurt, but on the weekend, that's a 140.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's. I'm not worried about his output. I'm not worried about his performance. I've often
said this to you. Like, it's just he's been no good this year. And I think you've got a perfect excuse to trade out a guy that's not top of his
line. I don't think he has been no good this year.
Well, he certainly has, because before this week where he scored 91, he's averaging 108. I mean, how many midfielders are averaging more than 108? Can you get that up?
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to get into that argument with you, because he definitely would have been averaging over 112 this week.
He was averaging 108 prior to this week. And if we saw boy average, Igor, let's have a look. These are the players averaging more than 108 in the midfield. Walsh, Rao, Sarong, Merritt, Tom Green, Took Miller, Bontem, Pally. Oh my God. Even Noah Anderson, Corey, Paddy Cripps, Tom Liberatore, Rory Laird, Josh Dunkley, Treloar, Lockie Neal, Petrarca. And that's it. That's a lot more than eight.
And if he doesn't go off on the weekend, he's sitting in that Noah Anderson, Jack Steele bracket. Like, I'm not worried.
That's a lot more than eight. I forgot Bont, Walsh.
I get it, but
a lot of players.
You're just trying to make an argument here, and I'm not
worried. Trying to make an argument. If I had Rose, he'd be gone.
So we'll try Jack Steele then.
Well, I'm not trying Jack Steele.
Okay,
he's not missing. If Jack Steele this week was injured, and I had a trade available, he'd be gone.
Just no, not interested in it.
Okay, well, you can not be interested, but you ask me what I'm... Like, you can't ask me what I do and then tell me I'm wrong. Like, it's just...
I'm not telling you wrong. You're telling...
You are, because you're aggressive.
You're telling me what to do.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, no. Well, you're asking me in the situation of Rose. That's what I would do, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, in my situation, trade. I'm not trading. Ready for questions? Oh, actually, we should probably need to talk about Bailey Dale, too.
Negative 45, break even.
Last week was probably the week. This week's probably the week again. Are you giving him any respect yet?
It's one price rise, and he's not top of the line, no.
Why can't he be top of the line with what he's doing?
Sheezel, Yo, Dacos, Nick Martin, Luke Ryan, Dan Houston. It's at least six players better
and
than him.
And since coming back into that team...
Oh, well, he's the absolute number one, isn't he? Yeah. Like, but he's not going to maintain that for fucking 15 more weeks.
Isn't the only real threat to him like Caleb Daniel coming in and like taking that role?
I'd be shocked. Absolutely shocked. If he averaged more than like 105 from this point.
Can you stop
big numbers.
He's been so good with it.
Big numbers. 105.
Fuck, three-round average. Holy,
to be honest,
holy
in the back line, you're going to need 110 in the back line too, like this year. Yeah, and I'd be... Yeah, like, and there's not enough money to be made out of him to actually bring him in. Like, I think I had a look at it earlier, but he's projected around 80 or something. So if he went 80, like, he'd make 60 something grand this week, and then his break even would pretty much be like 50.
Yeah, but
instead of negative 45,
taking all those scores from the start of the year as well.
Yeah, I understand that, but the baseline is if 80 is the score, like, you know, obviously if he comes out and scores 125, that's going to be a lot different. But if 80 is the score, which is, you know, 80 to 100, that's probably where I sort of put him.
So I reckon he's above 100.
Well, to be honest, if you think there is 120, 130 grand to be made out of him, you could certainly bring him in, ride a couple of weeks of points, and then switch him to Luke Ryan when Luke Ryan's at the bottom of his price.
And I'm
probably not going to switch him if you're going to get...
Well, no, because you get to 600K, you hold him.
Yeah, because you're going to get seduced boy scores, yeah. I'm a no.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But there's so much other things to do, so it's you know, spend the money.
Why couldn't Bevo sit this cunt in a forward pocket for the first month and all of a sudden be available as a forward and he just fix a lot of fucking issues down there right now?
Speaking of forwards, your boy Tom Powell.
Yeah, gone.
A week ago was your last upgrade.
He was, a week ago. This cunt didn't go spend fucking 6/8 of the game, or 3/4, Corey, if you can't do maths, in the fucking forward pocket, not in a 10 fucking 1 centre bounce the entire game. I mean, is Clarko for real?
Crazy. He's done. Absolutely done.
At the end of the day, he's made me over 100 grand. I had a few nice scores out of him. And now he can sign his papers and move to a primo mid.
Fuck, did you see the stat on Hugo Garcia on the weekend? It was like 49 minutes. 59% of games, only 49 minutes on the bench or something like that.
You may as well be the sub.
Fucking ridiculous. We're watching the game together. You go on the ground, I'm like 30 seconds later, I'm like, this cunt's off again. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, you may as well not be on the ground.
Get a tank. Ready for questions?
These questions make me a little nervous this week, Corey. I don't know what to expect here.
There's not that many. I thought there'd be heaps.
Well, Corey, it's fucking 11:30 on a Sunday and they only got, you know, last minute kind of call up. Oh, no, there's a bit going on here.
Yort, with a capital Y. Hey, boys, is Yo-Yo becoming a must-have at this point? Is it time to give up on Pow or hold and hope he gets back in the guts? Yort is the shittest fucking super coach.
Fuck, he's embarrassing.
His team is shocking.
The fact he writes in questions that have this kind of intellect. I mean, what's wrong with you, Yort?
You should probably get rid of Jack Billings at some stage as well.
He seems like the sort of cunt that spent too much time in the sun and he's just turned into a puddle of melted chocolate. You know what I mean, God?
And there's a nice little fucking lizard or something on the inside.
And can I say, wait, why does he write yo-yo? Look, at least when you write yo-yo, write Y-E-O. Make a bit more of a pun out of it. Like, what's this guy? I mean, yeah. Is he a keeper? Yeah, fuck oath he is. Must have. Now he's over 600.
Yeah, nah.
You know?
It was two weeks ago
at 5:30, wasn't it? Yeah. And then I guess that's when I bought him, and you obviously started the year with him, so, you know, great pick by you.
Because if you talk about must-haves in defence, it's like Sheasel, Ryan, Houston, I still probably would have before him. Even though he's out averaging Houston, I'm probably feeling more comfortable picking up Dan Houston than trading in Elliot Yeo.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong,
that can go down.
Head-to-head, I think Yeo's probably going to cover the Houston most weeks, but I don't have to worry about paying 610 for a bloke to do a hammy.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's been good.
Certainly.
Yeah, fucking real good. And Powell's got to go, mate. There's no... Powell and Billings should be out of your team this week.
Yeah. Look, the beauty is Tom Powell's 415K or thereabouts. Yeah. Like, it's actually not that hard to...
upgrade.
You know, find, you know, 200K. Well, you can get that pretty quickly.
Billings and Power, that's one up, one down.
Yeah, and you got a fucking... you get a great midfielder out of that. You don't have Tom Green, you get Tom Green.
Merritt.
You know, Merritt's available.
Rao, whatever you want to do.
Probably a bit too early for Petrarca. 188 break even on Petrarca. Cold, I'm pretty sure at 598K. I'll tell you what.
You're not as excited as I am, but I can't wait to have Petrarca.
As Petrarca? No, well, because, I mean, my team's complete. Like, if I get Sarong this week, that's it. Like, I'm picking Sarong. That's essentially me saying Sarong is better than Petrarca. Can I give you an interesting one?
Yeah.
For people that don't want to spend any money. And this is just like, this is honestly 6 weeks too early. And the break even's still probably too low. But Clayton Oliver's for 66K, 120 break even. What's funny?
Oh, fuck. It's so good.
It's 6 weeks early, I think. I reckon he'll get to 420K. There is zero chance that I'm not taking the risk on this gun here, just having the E on him on my midfield bench week to week.
I just love it that your line just drops more and more. It's like, oh, as soon as he's 500K, I'm getting him, and he's just going to drop again. As soon as he's 450, I'm getting him.
Yeah, well, we'll be
in the three soon.
To be fair, I was expecting this cunt maybe to have a few more scores in 90s and stuff, and he's just rocking 60s and 80s. Like, he's not helping my case. Can I just say, he runs into Geelong this week, who 8 times in his career has got a low score of 102 with 127 average against him, and Carlton the week after, who he has 122 career average against. Like, they're his two highest averaging teams he's walking into in back-to-back weeks in the next 2 weeks, he's got. And he's, look, that's career averages of 127, 122, and he's 466K. Look, I've seen crazier things, to be honest. I mean, I think it's still at least 1 week too early just because of the break even. But I've seen crazier things, I reckon, than Tom Powell to Clayton Oliver.
It's actually crazy that you could just fucking solidize that.
It cost you $50,000.
It's insane. Vart25, Team Diz. Hey guys, thanks for the feedback in last week's questions regarding the engagement party etiquette. Do you have any more info to add now that you've had a week to ponder about it?
Well, what did you get thinking, Vart? Interesting you say that. I actually, hypothetically, look, Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we speak about this, it's always hypothetical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it has to be hypothetical.
You can't speak anything, you know, other than hypotheticals in this situation.
Yeah.
Now, I've had to think about this. Hypothetically, I reckon, you know, if you told the boys, hey, you know, I actually want her to be there. Sorry, no, you didn't tell the boys, I want her to be there. But you would like to the boys, you know, you really thought, oh, yeah, I'll have my missus back here. Yeah, this will get me a fucking root. She's probably looking like a 10. I'll probably just absolutely pound her that fat, juicy ass. I'll be able to get some of that, eh, Corey?
Big bunda.
Some big bunda action there, Corey. Now, the problem with this is, hypothetically, we may have access to your missus, and your missus may actually inform us that you had a bit of a tantrum and you had a little bit of a la-la, fucked off, and then you came back 2 days later and said, oh, no, it's okay. If you don't want to go, we don't have to go. You know what the problem with that one there is, Corey?
What hypothetically?
Hypothetically, she would have missed out on some insanely good appetizers. You know, some watermelon caprese appetizers. You know, watermelon and corn salsa, Corey. You know, there's. You ever had fried watermelon before?
Nah.
It's a very, very fucking good fruit, Corey. Yeah, I'm telling you, you go get a piece of watermelon, put a little fucking bit of bocconcini on there, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of basil. You got the Italian colours, you know, you got the red, white and green, pink, if you think watermelon's pink, whatever. Put that in your mouth. That watermelon will be so fucking juicy, Corey, you'll love it.
Very good. Do you think hypothetically you should get abused if you hypothetically didn't tell the boys this? And
if you're withholding information, if you hypothetically agreed with the boys, right, but chose with the boys to not say, hey, you know what, boys, I agree with you, and chose to back up Big Bunda Misses, I'll tell you what, you'd be sitting there going, gee, should I even take the family out to the zoo this weekend and let my kid play with the giraffes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
what would you want to spend time there? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Ben Optometrist, who the fuck are the top 8 forwards? And if you have Gordon English, would you bother with Sweet at R3 for Cashin? Yes. Who are the top 8 forwards? Jesus Christ, that's deep. I don't even know who the top fucking 5 forwards are.
This comes fucking stretching it. I'll fucking tell you that much. I don't know if I've got space to put Heaney in there, Corey. To be honest.
In the top 8 forwards?
It's a joke, Perko. I mean, fucking come on, mate. Heaney, Flanders. Yeah, popular, unpopular, I don't care. But Big H is a keeper there.
Yep.
What do you reckon?
Oh, well, the role's okay. It just depends what comes later. But at the moment, it'd have to be top 8.
Yeah. I reckon, as it stands today, we're not trading Fife and Reed until pretty much finals time. Like, because there's just no need to. They're doing just as good as anyone else you'd put there. So I'm actually going to put them in the top 8 for that reason.
Another one that we've got to look at is Rankin had 25% CBAs last week, and that was up to 75 this week, and it was 113. 163 round average.
So the 3 round average, I agree with you, is actually very good. Do you think they'll maintain that? Because I think they will.
Yeah, I think they will too. He was dynamic. But again, was it just because they were playing fucking easy opposition?
Well, like, they played Carlton a few weeks ago and he absolutely torched us. Yeah. He scored 120-odd against Carlton.
And that was another high CBA game that was over 50%.
They played Essendon. That was the game where it all switched for him. Yeah. They played Essendon. Essendon aren't really slouches at the moment.
I think he has to be there, and I think he'll be top 8.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. Yeah, I think he certainly did.
Morey was good today.
Joy Caldwell's an interesting one.
So interesting.
No. I can't put Dylan Moore in there, Corey.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just 2 weeks ago it was 20 touches, 4 goals to get to like 120.
Yeah.
And then today it was 25 touches, maybe a little bit more than that. like eight tackles, just, you know, to get 120 and a goal. So the four goal, the fact he kicked four goals last week got him from like an 80 to 120, which is all of a sudden people are like, ooh,
yeah,
who are we picking this guy? So now I'm saying I'd rather someone like Jeremy Cameron over over Dylan Moore.
Well, I don't mind the Charlie Curnow emergence starting to begin.
It's not.
He's got a five round of 101, 96.
Yeah, but I mean, when you kick three goals in a quarter and that sets up your team's win, that's fair enough. I'll tell you now.
Actually, you know, oh fuck, he scored shit this week. But Brad Hill had been on a bit of a surge.
Charlie Curnow, a little bit of a downhill skier, in my opinion, Corey.
Loves it easy.
Yeah, and so Collingwood, Melbourne, Sydney, next three, and particularly that Melbourne game actually scares me a little bit. Potentially, you could look at him after that, to be honest, because then it starts to turn all right.
It's just so tough. I think you just upgrade everywhere else until it's an absolute must in the forward line until after these round 12s, and hopefully we get something.
Can I actually say, you could actually have Harry and Charlie. Have you seen our finals run? Just had a look at this now.
I think we spoke about this in the preseason. It's pretty good, isn't
Collingwood?
It?
Collingwood? You guys can't do anything with key forwards. Hawthorne?
Yep.
West Coast? St. Kilda.
Jesus Christ.
That's actually a huge month. Like, you could have Harry and Charlie rocking 100+.
Yeah, and at that stage, too, with the amount of cash, then you could probably have an F7. And, I mean, how perfect would that be for an F7? Like, that could be, like, a 160.
Imagine Lou Bowen these guns. Yeah, huge. They are genuinely, like... And, you know, they're never going to get to, like, 600. They're probably both hovering, like, 500K at the moment. So there's no need to get them anytime soon. But, fuck, well, I reckon...
I'd feel safe with the Harry role at the moment for consistent scores.
Harry the touches ceiling, the ball so much,
that
bro.
That ceiling and that fucking Curnow could just pull up and kick fucking 40.
Yeah, I mean, look, Charlie could kick 6 or 7, but Harry will consistently have 15 to 18 hit touches outs, and fucking 8 marks. Yeah.
A couple hit outs, 3, 4.
Well, he's not getting hit outs, bro. They're playing 2 ruckman at the moment.
Oh, being okay in the forward line.
The Zorko role change.
Oh, fuck Zorko. Like, fuck that off. Get the fuck out.
That made me happy, to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to beat around the bush. That made me happy.
Is that because of a good friend of yours that wouldn't stop crapping on about it?
Well, I told people not to do it.
And
so
they may not have bought it in.
Sometimes I like to be right, Corey. Hey, can I just say, I know this is, I'm just trying to find time just to say a few of these comments. I'm just going to litter them throughout the potty. But fuck Charlie Combin 60. Big shout out to JJ Schmitty, Corey. His break even is 55, Corey. How good's that?
Fuck Common.
JJ Schmitty, hope you got it.
Wasn't another 30-point quarter in that as well?
He's an embarrassment, that gun, Corey. I mean, people paid 227K for this cunt, so you'd average 60 for him.
What's he at?
Fuck, I'm a superstar. Not even 300,000.
That's so good.
So he's made less than 70K. Well, he's probably made just on 70K, actually, because he was like 227K.
His break even's 55. He's actually...
Yeah.
There's a chance he doesn't use break even this week.
Yeah, Charlie Gorman, superstar, mate.
Fucking eat a dick. Resh Cat, Team Diz. Why is Diz such a troll?
Yeah, you're just a troll. You're just a troll.
Fuck, I just seen the Ollie Dempsey trade. It's one of the most for Jordan Sweet. Fuck, we missed Ollie Dempsey.
Yeah, he's 300 plus, isn't he?
Yeah, like mid-300s. A tartan kilt.
Just on long time by the sounds of things.
So good. Thinking I move Keane and Powell on this week, get in Tom Green and a rookie. What do you
Keane?
Think? Yeah, he had Keane, remember? Well,
fuck, I'm keen to hit this guy.
What would you do with the team, and what rookie do you reckon I'd get in this week? He's got his team there.
Look at the Condon. Oh, my God. He's got Gorner and English and Naismith. So you can't really trade Naismith to fucking Jordan Sweet, can you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, 100%.
The price rise between Naismith and Sweet is ginormous.
Yeah.
So Naismith to Sweet. I don't know how much he's got in the bank because this is last week's team. 49. Yeah. But you get rid of Keane. I think Keane's nicely... He hasn't included prices in this question.
Well, this I'm going to say Combin out, and then you can move Closey into your...
Defence.
No, you move Wilson into your forward, Closer goes on field in your midfield.
He's got D'Ambrosio still too.
Yeah, just you got to hold that for now, break him 45. And then whatever money you got left over there, you can then go and old mate Tom Powell on the forward line. You can then fuck Tom Powell off and then, you can go get... Well, you don't have Flanders. Flanders pretty obvious get him in the forward
he's
line.
He's got Flanders in the midfield.
He's got Flanders in midfield. Well, then you move Flanders to your forward line and fucking go get yourself
that means he's still got Keane this week, but...
Yeah, look, just ride it.
There's
you don't
a
have to
lot
him.
Of
just,
players
just switch
that need to come out of
there.
This team.
Yeah, how the fuck's this cunt gone through 16 trades? This is what it looks like. And he's got fucking 50k in the bank before this too. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, that'll work. You get a premium midfielder in the end.
Hold Keane.
So Combin, Naismith, and who did I say?
Powell.
Combin, Naismith, Powell out. Yep. And you can get Jordan Sweet. You know, the other rookie guy, what's his name?
Rogers.
The Gold Coast one, Rogers, and then get yourself a primo mid as well.
Yep, like it. Yeah. Johnson Pocket Pussy Warranty. Name your top three mix up cordial flavours.
Oh, now this cunt was fucking loving it. He was on this tonight.
Yeah,
and he goes, oh,
I was on for it.
The green cordial
one?
Yeah,
I was driving.
Okay. Did you hear me say the soda water thing?
No.
If you're out there and honestly having cordial with still water, you're honestly, the neurons in your brain have been still for a period of time because they've gotten a bit stale. You should be adding sparkling water to your cordial.
You're a big sparkling water guy.
It does not taste like mineral water, soda water. It becomes a soft drink, Corey.
Yeah, it's good. I've done it plenty of time.
And in that case, we want raspberry. We want some form of orange. And I'll tell you what, you get yourself a little sparkly black currant there, Corey, and it fucking tastes pretty fucking good.
Yeah, the Bilsons are good too. Fucking, I had sarsaparilla cordial not long ago. Creamy soda. I'm not real fancy cordial. Always Bilsons.
Okay.
Very good. My prick is big. How them blue baggers now?
Yep. So, yeah, my prince, you're not getting the question this week.
Whitwashay, boys, dropped to 67th from 7th this week. But keeping Stewart was always going to hurt. Are we worried about Powell's role with just 14 CBAs or worth holding for that trade? Who is the best get this week, Tom Green or Sarong? Cheers, boys.
Well, actually, look, Tom Green showed a ceiling heaps more than Sarong, but Sarong's been far more consistent.
Yeah, the Tom Green factor is, though, we got the price, don't we? What's he's
40k difference in price. So, in that case, it's Tom Green, because 40k, particularly for a guy on the high end of the overall there,
yeah.
He'd be able to see. I'll tell you what would be interesting, Whitwasher. I know there's Twitter pages out there and stuff sometimes. I don't know if you can potentially even have a look at yourself if you've got a spare 16 hours free this week. But just pull up, like, the top 150 teams and see how many you got... Tom Green, and have a look at how many you got Sarong, and maybe just pick the guy that's more unique.
If you're sitting,
that's your competition.
If you're sitting 67th, make sure you got the fucking Tom on your hands. I'll tell you what, you're a chance of winning 50k.
Yeah. And yeah, we're 100% certainly worried about Powell. Powell's got to go.
Yeah. I don't mind the hold either. It takes balls to do that, especially in that spot. So you'll be alright. But Powell, you got to fuck him off now. Fat balding man. Away from Sweet as the cheap option, rate Gus. We already did this. Downside, yeah, we've already done it.
Rogers, Garcia, Leah. But it depends on your team's need. Garcia will be picked when Libba's back. Yeah, he will. Well, like I said, Wayman's gone down. He was picked this week when Libba was in the team. Yeah, you know, Lee's the bit more of an unknown with Taylor going back, and Rogers will be fine.
Yep.
He's just not going to score 100 every week. I don't want people to be seduced by the 100 and be like, gee, that's the expectation they've got because Graham's flying and Closey's been flying for us. And, you know, we've had a lot of success with Gold Coast this year. You know, Flanders has been a great pick. There's been Rowell and Anderson and fucking Took Miller. And so just beware and be mindful that, no, this is probably not going to be another absolute superstar.
You're basically picking it to run the 98 for 2 weeks and hope that they're 60s.
At a minimum.
Yeah. Wolf Star. Sweet to Grundy. Williams to any defence, or just Naismith up to Sweet?
Yeah. Exactly that. Trade Grundy. Yeah, trade Grundy to Sweet. Use that money. to be honest, if I was you, I'd use a boost. You got a boost? Hopefully this guy's got a boost.
You should have a boost.
Because the money you'd make on Grundy, you get Williams to any defender, but you can also get Tom Powell up as well.
Yeah.
So spend that money wisely. Yeah, go for it.
Fuck, he's got Horn Francis, yuck. Big Vape Tits Team Diz. Hypothetically, who should win the Supercoach matchup between two experienced players this week? Player 1 has Gorn Unique and VC him, but has Stewart out. Player 2 takes Dacos VC, also has Stewart out, then has Libet out as well and has to bench him. Who should win that matchup, Bonts?
Well, it's obviously, you know, I'm not happy about this question. who should win or who did win? Like, because I'll tell you now, Gorn should win.
This is hypothetically who should win.
Hypothetically, Gorn, player 1.
Okay.
You know what I love? He called me player 1 because he knows in no situation has this come player 1 over me.
Very good. Houston or Merritt this week?
Look, I'm fucking all about Merritt. I mean, I've been waffling on about him for weeks, haven't I?
Yeah.
Look, their run is West Coast, GWS, North Richmond, Gold Coast. And then if you extend it, Carlton, West Coast.
It's fucked.
Essendon have West Coast 2 times in the next 7 games they play.
That's crazy.
But with that, they also play Richmond and North, who are fighting for the fucking spoon, and Gold Coast, who they're not going to send anyone near him. Carlton may send Hewitt somewhere near him, but GWS, they're not going to fucking tag. You saw Cripper and Walsh go one, both had fucking 150s the other week against GWS. Merritt's a fantastic pick, and the run is insane.
Yep. Roden, not sure what to do here. Very stuck, top 6K. He's sitting top 3 in 4 out of his 5 cashies. Thinking Powell and Combin to Sweet and Dawson, or option 2 is Combin and Darcy to Sweet and Dale?
None. I mean, I like the idea of Combin and Powell out, but you got 22 grand in the bank. So if he's trading Combin, let's say 300 grand, he's trading Combin to Sweet's 150. 150 plus 22's fucking, what's that, 170 on top of Powell, get you 580k. He's already got Tom Green.
You'd be just, I don't know, you wouldn't be just sure. Yeah.
Fuck, you just, you, he's already got Bond.
You're assuming fucking, that there might not even be a boost here with 24 trades either.
No, there's not. Have a look at his, yeah. He definitely doesn't have a boost. I mean, this is where the boost comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's workshop this a little bit. Who can we get it? Let's say 575. Let's play a bit safer. Let's 575 and below. What do they got in the midfield?
Jesus fucking hell. We're going to be picking at straws here.
I mean, surely there's going to be someone.
Well, it's probably going to be Dawson, let's be honest, like, without having a look.
But do you want Dawson? Oh, I mean, I don't want Dawson.
Yeah, but that's because you started him, too.
But... So with all the players you mentioned before...
Well, like, can you go a different line? Can you go a defender? Who are the defenders?
I don't know. Fuck yeah. They're ugly fucking selections here. At 570 or less.
Bailey Dale. Then turn Bailey Dale into something later on.
Oh, Bailey Dale, bro. What's this guy's...
You need Sweet.
Yeah, Houston, Dacos, Martin. You can't afford Yo... Like, everyone this cunt's missing is just
too expensive.
Just fucking... Look, could you just go one...
He's in such a good spot in the cash league, yeah?
2 downgrades.
Can you just go a double downgrade this week? And then go... And then get Merritt next week. Go boom, boom. Yeah, that's what you do. Don't get too sucked into the overall component here in top 6K. Like,
when you're top 6K, you're probably not going to finish number 1 overall. Correct. That's the reality.
And you're sitting top 3, you're probably focused on cash.
What is this kind of Durham?
I don't know.
To be honest, I'd trade Powell to... I'd rather trade Powell and Durham out and get, like, Merritt and Sweet. You know, if that's possible with a bit of DPP.
It is actually possible.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, that's I mean, true. What's this kind of manner?
You'd assume that he hasn't had...
Zach Reed...
No offense, bro. He's got Combin.
You're top 6K, but fuck, you're in a world of pain, bro. He's got no cash gen. You actually need to fix up... Next week, at a minimum, you need to fix up your cash gen. Like, Reed and Manor need to go to these 120K guys that are coming through now. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is...
And we spoke about this. You don't want any more than 2 to 3 donuts. You do not want them. Like, I've got 2 at the moment, and one being Livingston, one that I forced. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to...
This guy's got 4.
Oh, yeah, I'm sidewaysing it this way, because you have to fix them.
Yeah, this guy's got 4 of them, bro. He's got Reed, Clark, Manor, Livingston, and way too many.
Yeah.
So he might be top 6K now, no offense, bro, but you're going to finish 15K plus.
It's going to be a 4 from Grace.
Yeah, you got to fix up... Yeah, those rookies need to be fixed up, because... If they're not fixed up now, what's going to happen is everyone's going to come over the top of you like a train. So if you're top 3 in your cashies now, get your cash gen right. That way your team can be right come finals. And then all you got to do is make finals. It's not about top 4. You're just going to make. This isn't fucking real life. Or you can win the granny from 7. That's no drama. You're just going to have the best team come finals.
So you turn Powell into sweet. I don't even mind Powell to sweeten a sideways with one of those other boys to.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just wait 1 week on merit, yeah. Sully, sure. Quick fire, who stays, who goes? Oh, you like this. Power.
Gone.
Jackson.
Stays.
Sharp.
Gone.
Windsor.
Gone.
Yeah, man, fuck, if he didn't get subbed off, he would have been all right. Draper, gone.
What's wrong? What? As in, not Sam.
Nah, your boy.
Free man on Draper. Yeah, gone. Yeah.
And Jay Clark.
Stay. Yeah, I was thinking, in what fucking world is this going to pick Sam Draper?
Waiting really out there. That was good. Will SCE, can you tell your followers to get their shit together? I'm only in these leagues to moderate them. Fuck me, we'll save us some money on merch, so he's top of every league. also, rate these 4 for a trade in this week. Sarong, Merritt, Houston, Martin.
What was that? Sarong, Merritt, Houston, Martin. Honestly, I feel like Sarong's scores probably actually look slightly better than Merritt. Like, just much marginally better than Merritt. But Merritt's run's insane. Yeah. So, Merritt's 1. Then now, Nick Martin at 570K with that run still possesses a fair bit of value. But, you know, in no situation is Martin going to out-average Sarong. So, we're going to go Merritt, Sarong... Fuck, Houston's such a point of difference,
I feel so much safer if I had Houston over Martin.
Yeah.
Especially come playoffs.
Yeah, Merritt, Sarong, Houston, Martin.
Ruckus, 23, Sinclair and Sweet or Dawson and Garcia? Well, you can't pass on Sweet, so it has to be Sweet and any combo. And I tell you what, I don't really feel great with Sinclair.
Is he picking Jack Sinclair?
Yeah. Double down. I get a little bit confused sometimes with everyone's fascination that it has to be one up, one down. You are allowed to build a kitty.
Sinclair is 2 out of 6 scores above 90 this year.
And you couldn't... If you're bringing up names like Sinclair, you're not in it. Like, you couldn't be doing too well. Take a week of pain. The week of pain... Does so much for you moving forward with a double downgrade. Even a triple downgrade. I was considering boosting for a triple downgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's enough coming up in the coming weeks. And we've had enough over the past fortnight that we probably don't need to triple downgrade. But I understand.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's where I haven't, and I'm not, because of what's coming forward. But you've got to get ready for players like Merritt, Luke Ryan, Tim English, if you don't have him, which is basically coming up now. Petrarca. Clayton Oliver, in your instance. Like, there are players that have hit their absolute peak. You're going to say, people can have a look at Tom Stewart. You know, like, it's just, you've got to get ready for these things. And if you're just grabbing names like Sinclair or Dawson just because you can, and I've said this for years, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Ruboy, 23.
Hi. Because I fucking can, that's why. And if I can, we do. You know what that's
from? It's fucking, what's his name? It's Liam Neeson, isn't it?
No. I might sound like Liam Neeson, but no. Tommy Shelby, Corey.
Oh, Peaky Blinders, that's right, it is too. How good's Peaky Blinders?
That's my favourite line of that entire series.
You didn't even sound
why?
Like
why?
You didn't even sound
because
like
we fucking can, that's why. And if we can, well, sorry, I'm not fucking English, mate.
Okay.
Did you just say I didn't sound like him? Why are you going to say I'm not fucking English?
Well, why don't you do an Italian voice?
Well, this is my Italian
voice. Do the Godfather.
Hey, it's me, Tommy Shelby, huh?
The Mario.
No, it's a me, a Tommy Shelby.
Look at Pietro on here. Hey, fellas, what is the best way to get English in this week? And is Naismith to Sweet worth it, Cash Jen?
No!
What?
He clearly hasn't listened to the potty, but you're not getting English this week.
Da-da-da.
Tom Powell, trade him out.
Oh, he's got, this guy's got the good scenario, too. He's Jackson got the, he's got the double Cash Jen in. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, this is actually almost my favourite. This is the scenario that I wish I was in.
Tom Powell to Jordan Sweet, Jackson into the forward line. That gives you 270 grand.
Problems.
270 grand on top of who?
Zach Williams? In the midfield. Let's go.
Boy, whoever the fuck you want to swing Nick Martin to the back. Like,
legit.
Or just burped, as I said.
Go get
Merritt. That's problem
gets, solved. Gets Merritt, gets Rowell.
Sarong, whatever you want.
Yeah, fucking hell. Lucky we
won.
Good. Cliffy.
We just fixed you up. You're lucky, bro.
Cliffy, team is.
That's two trades, Rooboy, and we fixed your team more than Clargo's going to fix North Melbourne.
Would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with Oscar or stuck in a horror movie with Danger and Shaq?
Yeah, I don't deal well with horror.
Yeah, neither do I. I hate it.
But in no circumstance do I want to be caught anywhere near Oscar.
But don't you think the horror would be Danger and Shaq trying to kill you? Wouldn't that just be the plot twist of the horror movie?
No. Because let's face it. If we're in a horror movie, how would I actually hear all the horror music and all the stabbings that occur when you've got fucking Shaq that would just speak volumes over the top of the fucking actual
over the movie? Shaq's trying to murder you, but he can't because he's...
Shaq will literally just sit there and be like, hey, can you turn the fucking movie down? I'm trying to bomb something here.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I've read this question, you're in the movie.
No, see, I've read this as in, like, I'm stuck in the cinema.
Well,
so I'm next to
would
Oscar
you rather be
comedy.
Stuck in a romantic comedy? I think you're in the movie. So I think you are in a romantic comedy with Oscar, or you're in the horror movie with Danger and Shaq.
No, I'm not reading it that way. Write in next week, Cliffy. We'll see where we're at.
But would it change your mind if you are in the horror movie?
Well, I don't want to die, Corey. Yeah. So if it means I've got to put up an hour and a half for listening to some shit cunt, I'll just buy some earplugs. Like, that's fine.
You're in the movie. You haven't said any words. You just stand in the corner. Glasses on.
Literally. That'll be the comedy. I'll be there just... It'll be... What do they call one of those silent movies? It'll be a silent romantic comedy, Corey.
Real Italian.
Well, why would that be Italian?
We're going back to the silent movie days. Johnson...
You think Italians were the only ones doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
You know who I'd be?
Who?
What's his name? Was his name Harpo? You know, was it the Marx Brothers? The silent fucker in there? The fucking little blonde curly headed
no
fuck.
No idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You've never seen the Marx Brothers in your life?
Nah, mate.
You're as fucking Aussie as they. You would enjoy. Actually, you know what? Marx Brothers Marathon. Let me make it shorter. We're gonna get you cultured here, Corey.
Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know why, but this just makes me think this has got your dad's hands written all over it.
Corey, you wouldn't be incorrect. fantastic. You know the Three Stooges?
Yep.
You enjoy the Stooges?
Not really.
You're telling me you couldn't sit there and watch the Stooges?
Nah, shocking. Shit ass.
The Marx Brothers is like, yeah, just another version of the Stooges, Corey.
Yeah, well, that's why I gathered it had your dad written all over it.
Yeah, these are fucking fantastic, Corey. sorry we didn't grow up watching, I don't know, what the fucking Aussies do.
Blue Heelers.
fucking Burke's Backyard, I don't know. Who's that cunt at fucking 6:30 with his guardian?
Yeah, that was Burke's Backyard.
Was it Burke's Backyard, yeah. Was it? No, there was another one. There's fucking Harry's Practice or some shit.
Harry's Practice.
No, that was the doctor.
Harry's
one,
Practice
was
very good. What was Huey's Cooking?
Nah, fucking I actually had him on Huey. Him and his fucking overalls. No, not overalls. Suspenders.
An 8-minute segment on a fucking day of school.
He pops up a fair bit on my TikTok these days, fucking Huey.
Dead, wouldn't he?
Hey, I'll tell you what. He's fucking... You thought he was fat in his heyday. Fuck, he's ballooned out now. Jesus Christ.
Hypothetically, Johnson Pocket Pussy Warranty. Is it okay to say you have a girlfriend, but she's unaware of it?
Yeah, certainly. Hypothetically, yeah. My mate Pete's in a current relationship.
Yeah, it's not on.
And hypothetically, she doesn't even live in the same state.
Hypothetically, you just need to ask.
Yeah,
hypothetically, if you have the girlfriend that's unaware, is it? Is it hypothetically to go out, you know, with another hypothetical girl and touch her bunda?
Hypothetically. Yeah, strongly agree. Yeah, no, you definitely can. Hey, can I play a hypothetical?
Yeah.
That's the end of the question, isn't it?
Yep.
Hypothetically, Corey, if you went on holiday with the missus, would you hypothetically go around Australia in about 6 days? As in, like, would you hypothetically fly to Queensland? Hypothetically, the next day you'd be in Sydney. You kind of started the whole journey in Melbourne. Then hypothetically, a day later, you might end up in Adelaide. Hypothetically, you could then travel to Perth. Hypothetically, then go to the Northern Territory. Hypothetically, then go to Tasmania. And hypothetically, you'll then go to Melbourne.
Yeah, like hypothetically letting people know and taking photos. Oh, sorry, hypothetically letting people know, or you're just like sending like hypothetical subtle photos?
Hypothetically, and this is hypothetically speaking, Corey. We love the word hypothetical over here. Hypothetically, Corey, I'd tell you I was going on a holiday to Queensland with my missus, but I'd send you a picture from the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, nah, it's not on.
Well, in your case, they'd send it to you, really. But as we know, yeah, things get shared around here. And hypothetically, I'm not too happy about it.
Yeah. Hypothetically, right, is it an okay to excuse to say, like, you're hypothetically, like, hypothetically you're sick, yeah? Is it hypothetically okay to say, like, say you got conjunctivitis, right, early in the week, hypothetically. On, like, Sunday or something. And you're still hypothetically using the excuse on a Wednesday. Is it then hypothetically okay to go to an event like Anzac Day the next day after if you didn't rock up to the hypothetical birthday?
And then hypothetically travel around Australia 3 days later?
Yeah.
No, that'll be hypothetically unacceptable.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Just making sure.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. All right, let's hear the questions.
Hey, just while we're on the topic, good to hear from you, Salty. Hey. Oh, you know how did the poll results go?
Oh, actually, fuck, I forgot about that.
You want to...
I'll get it up now.
Well, you want me to get it on?
No, I'm good. I'll get it. Yeah, get it straight onto the Spotify. What do you reckon they're going to be?
I reckon, hypothetically, 95% of people minimum would be bringing their missus.
Oh, fuck, it doesn't pop up. Oh, mate, were you on the other day when I was reading the... How it fucking gave us the on SoundCloud. Fucking
The
what are they called? Chapters?
Chapters.
Yeah, fuck, I was pissing myself.
They're embarrassing.
Can you actually do it on the phone? Because it's not really showing me anything on the
Well, we got Supercoach Elites. There we are.
I can see the transcript, but I can't see the polls.
We got 96%. 96% said yes, that'd bring the missus. Now, Corey, hypothetically, if you uploaded this podcast and hypothetically were to pull up another poll, can you make the poll, have you ever heard or seen of the Marx Brothers?
Okay, yep.
Now, Marx is spelled M-A-R-X, Corey.
M-A-R-X?
Yeah.
Marx Brothers. Okay, put a hypothetical poll up.
Fuck, I'm going to spend a bit of time on YouTube watching these cunts tonight.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to laugh.
I'm going to send you a screenshot of all three of them, and you're just going to sit there and be like, yeah, that's definitely your old man.
Yeah. Then there's also been some... Because I put it as a question as well, not just a poll. There's been a couple of questions. One man's written in... Because I put the same thing as a poll and a question. So one man's written in non-negotiable. She'll be there. And big old David Burns, he's written, depends. Girlfriends at least 3 to 4 months and have met a couple, then yes. Some trollop you met at the local last week, then no.
Nah, this isn't a trollop. Well, she might be a trollop, but you've gone out with a trollop for 6 years and got 2 kids with her. Hypothetically.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if this plays a factor, but one of your kids looks like a watermelon.
Yep.
So,
96.2%. So there was 25 votes for yes and 1 vote for no, which I think was Mitch.
Well, I'm not sure why Mitch would be voting no.
Ah, because I think he was hypothetically just coming out and saying...
he just really wanted an even contest.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. So...
Fuck, I feel like watermelon, bro, honestly.
It's 100%. I'm actually going to go do that watermelon thing you were talking about. Does it need to be...
watermelon, bocconcini, basil.
Does it need to be like a big piece of watermelon?
Nah, like imagine like a kebab stick. You know, you get a bit of meat, bit of onion, same kind of setup. Just bok and genie, watermelon, and a bit of basil.
I didn't know it had to be like the circumference size of, I don't know, like a baby's head or like a little egg or something like that.
Fuck, that'd be. I'd go with like a the mini. We just finished Easter, but you know, like the small Cadbury eggs, just the tiny ones. Okay. Yeah, that's about the size. Yeah.
Thank you. Vice Captain and Captain.
Now. Fuck, I let some people down last week with a couple of unique options there, Corey.
But we said Gorn, so it didn't make a difference.
Yeah, no, I know I said Gorn, but fuck, I told people Rowan Marsh had like a fucking career average of like 147 or some shit, didn't I? And he fucking scored 60.
He was, he did, so that's just a bit unlucky.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, how do you not use Gorn as your VC?
No, absolutely locked in. He'll go 140 again.
Hit a net. Look, just absolutely monstered these cunts. So... I think in the situation where your VC is gone, you're just taking the VC. So
do you have a captain after that? Oh, yeah, West Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, same night.
Yeah, but my point here is Gorn should be your straight captain. Because let's face it, whatever he produces, you're probably going to take.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm saying we're going to the showdown. We're having a look at Butters, particularly without Connor Rosé, and we're saying Butters. Give us a 140. Awesome. Give us a 150. We're going off to Sammy Walsh against Collingwood. We're saying, Walshy, have 35 and kick a goal. Have the VC, mate. So we want my position is we want to do something like that. Heaney. We know Heaney's capable of 160 this year. Heaney, have the VC against GWS, mate. Well, we want to run into Gorn this time. We don't want to use Gorn as the VC.
In the afternoon.
Sheasel against the Saints, of course, yeah. So any one of those options, we want a VC. And realistically... we're only taking it if it's fucking got like a 135 plus on it.
Yeah.
One's going to monster these cunts.
Yeah, agreed.
Monster them. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, well, in that instance, I didn't actually realise that Gorn was at the same time as West Coast, so it'd have to be Gorn captain. And I'll probably go Sammy Walsh because midfielders just fucking tear Collingwood apart. Every single time.
Ever tear us apart.
Your trades?
I'll end up with VC on Butters, I believe, Corey. My trades will be Tom Powell, a sayonara. I'm doing three trades, let's face it, this week, but I can do Tom Powell to either Zach Merritt or Sarong. And to make that happen, I just do Cadman down to Sweet and move Jackson to my forward line. And then the third trade I'm looking at will either be, Josh Draper from Freo down to Leek Ali.
Yeah.
Or if it's not Leek, then, you know, I can move Will Graham to my defense and end up with Rogers.
Yeah, and I'll do I think Cadman down to Sweet, and then I think I'll do a sideways Reefy McInnes across to Rogers because I just don't think he's going to get back in that side. I don't want to be running more than... you know, 2 zeros, especially with Clark there as well. So, fix up those errors.
Sounds good.
Anything else, Dad?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, let us on behalf of Bumps, myself, and the patrons at patreon.com/SC Elites. Peace out, and thank you for listening.